The following podcast will be presented by the partners of the project EcoGreen, which is founded by the Erasmus Plus EU program.
Hello, hello. My name is Anne-Marie Bem and I have here in Sami Edu podcast studio forest teacher Hanne Liukko. I have a couple of questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Thanks for letting me be seated here.
You explained us in previous podcast that you have lots of forest in Finland. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Well, Finland is one of the most forestry abundant countries. Europe, we have over 75% of our coverage that is forest. And in the forest reusage, there are over 20 million hectares of forest.
That is a lot.
That is a lot. And we are here fairly in the north, but still the yearly growth of the forest is over 100 million cubic meters. A bit over 100 million cubic meters per year. So a lot of wood.
And that also means that there are different kind of usage for that forest. What different aspects of forest usage are there in Finland?
When you think about the sustainability, there is of course the biodiversity. We want to make sure it's glooming and blooming also in the future. Finnish forests, there are about 20,000 different species, from the microscopically small species to large trees. And most of them are also able to live in our forestry forests, so not even protected, but economically used forests. And that's why we try to take biodiversity also in the forestry very seriously, make the different species possible to live there still, even for future generations. Then, as I also mentioned before, it's very much lakes and other kind of waters we have here in Finland. So one important part of forestry is the sustainability of the waters and lakes, so that the water quality stays good or even becomes better, because like earlier the industry was not so eco-friendly as now. There was like in 1970s there went a lot of things in the lakes that wasn't good, and it has become a lot better. But now also in forestry, because the industry is now better, then also forestry needs to be more sustainable, and there are new methods and things to do that the forestry doesn't affect the waters in Finland. Then one another aspect you can think of is the scenery. Because we have so much forests, a lot of sceneries in Finland have water, lake and forest. So there are a lot of things you can do. So you can leave some trees so that the landscape looks good. You can also, as a forest owner, choose what tree species you use. It affects also the landscape. Also biodiversity, also a lot of things, but also landscape is one thing. It's important, I think, for us in Finland, how the forests look. And then, of course, these possibilities to recreational use of forests. Because of forestry, we have a lot of forest roads. You can access a lot of places because of forestry. And then it's also good for recreational use. You can go there hunting, picking berries, gathering mushrooms, and so on.
This is interesting. I could listen to you more, but this is enough for today. Thank you, Hanne.
Thanks a lot.